Okay, so does anybody else have any topics besides randomly saying ladies? If you know what I mean.
No. I think we pretty much go over the same stuff like every time. This is kind of a new way to go over the same stuff every time. Except for this, we just start talking about fanfics. Which I mean, we're a fanfiction group of podcasting people stuff. So I guess that makes sense.
On pairing to do with fanfics, at least, so at least a little more on topic with that than sometimes. Maybe.
I would say we could talk about new fanfics that have popped up, but it's been kind of dead.
Oh dear.
Like, yeah. I know I've been lurking in the shadows, skulking like a thief in the night, leaving thank yous behind.
I'm
Like
reading
you
a.
and like five other people. Yeah, I think the Olympics have pretty much taken everyone away.
In school.
And
Yeah,
school.
school's starting now too. I've noticed B-chan has been leaving things, though she hasn't gotten a chance to really comment at all.
Yeah, I don't suppose she will anytime
Yeah,
soon.
and I don't know if she's even bothered to read half of the things she's thanked, because she told me one time she just thanks them so people won't feel bad if they're waiting on her. She's like, I don't
Yeah.
know if I've read all of your recent things. I just love the things they say. If you were waiting on me, you don't have to wait.
Yeah, I'm beginning, and now this is just a hunch. I'm beginning to think that Bichan is not gonna finish her stories. Just
Yeah.
beginning.
Yeah, I think her work is what's taking her away.
Yeah. But Essie posted a couple of things, and I saw Grack pop up. And then everybody immediately disappeared again.
I've noticed that Essie and Grack have a thing for Edipon now.
Yeah. Because Edipon happened.
Yes.
Totally.
Very infrequently.
I don't know. I haven't even been writing anything lately. Like, I had this idea for a perv, and then I felt bad for thinking about it, so.
You still need to write that other one.
Don't feel bad.
Shoot.
I still have, like, three of them I have to write.
Still, wait, well, and again, I haven't even watched the thing to, like, help you, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, I know.
I need to watch the image DVD to help you out. Whoa. Whoa.
The heck?
I think her microphone's acting up again.
Is Randy
But
still there?
Rindu?
Seems not.
Randy?
Hold on, I shall text her and see if she'll reply with that.
Sorry, they're showing me pictures.
Oh.
I don't want my microphone's gonna start buzzing because I'm very, very far away from my computer. I'll be right back.
Okay.
But yeah, I noticed the Edipon-ness, and some people are posting, and then there's some new people posting too, but I haven't really gotten a chance to read their stuff. But yeah. What about you guys?
Well, as for me, it's been. I still try to work on things, but it's very slow going, unfortunately.
Same here with me. I've only just started writing again after like 2 months of not. Because my brain. Like, I'd get ideas, but I don't know how to put them down properly.
Canva.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
Essie oddly made me curious about more curious, I suppose, about Ishisaya with her high school fic that she's
Yeah,
completed
that is
three parts of
funny.
now. I know that's not the intent, but Yes.
That is funny.
It's nice to see somebody writing about the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is JP Hip after all, and they're a little young, so.
Plus, I mean, yeah, we still don't know a whole bunch of about them. That's so. True.
Yeah.
So it's they're like promoting themselves pretty well, though. Like, I mean, I remember like back in the day when new members joined, it was just like, for like 2 years, and then suddenly they were cool. Wait, who's that girl in the corner? Has she always been there? What, she joined 2 years ago? What's different about her? Yeah. Yeah. I remembered her braces, like, right away. Like, I saw her and I was like, oh, that chick, well, was the one with braces. That's right. I still remember when Aika joined. I feel, like, accomplished that I've been a fan that long.
Yeah, me too.
Yay!
I was a fan when Bohater joined. Actually, I just started being a fan just after the Rokis joined. So.
Yeah.
That's so young.
I got into them when, like, I got into Morning Musume when Sexy Boy came out. Because I remember Sexy Boy being promoted on these shows, like, at the end.
I think I got into it in the time period in between Resonant Blue and the previous single. Because there was like a really, really long period of time in between those two singles.
Yeah, because they weren't doing so hot.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the one with the barefoot and the golden. And
yeah.
And Junshin and Lilin.
See, that's when I joined. Like, right around there. That's I feel young.
So for a very long time, I didn't realize that how frequently they put out singles.
Huh.
Yeah. I guess so. There was a lot I didn't really understand, though, because I didn't know any Japanese. I didn't, you know, the communities weren't as big as they were, or as they are now, rather.
For me, it was back.
It was back when JKM came out, actually, was when I started. It was actually very convenient because, with JKM and featuring each of the girls, it helped me actually learn the girls' names at the time and kind of tell them apart, except that I apparently confused Miki with Megumi, the Megumi from Melons. I confused them for the longest time for some reason, I think because they had Miki in a different type of outfit for JKM, the PB. But
in wearing the same type of glasses and haircut.
Yeah, exactly. So I was seeing that, and then I was also watching Hello Morning. Where, you know, Megumi was doing that corner with the announcer where she wore the glasses and that haircut. And so I saw the two of them and thought, hey, it's the same girl. But it's not. So, and at that time they were releasing singles just like bam, bam, bam. So, and it was actually, they weren't quite doing it then, but it was not far past the time when they were even releasing special things, like when they did like the Gambacha or, I don't know, special type stuff.
I found out about them was actually pretty weird. Because, like, I mostly found out from W. And I kind of knew a little bit of Japanese at the time because I was in, like, my second year of learning Japanese in high school. So I was like, oh my gosh, I know that word.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I was probably around the same place as that word.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
for
I
sorry.
found out about W, and then I found interest in Nono, and then I looked and I found oh gosh, what was it? I think it was the Ambitious single, that long title.
I shouldn't take you the gem.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, like, I watched the video and I was like, oh, well, this is cool. And I was like, well, let me Google them. So I copied and pasted the type, like the group name, and Google goes, did you mean Morning Musume? And it turns out the person put Morning Museum. And literally, I was just like, wow, this person is a fail. How can you be a fan and put museum in the title? Like, I was already a fan before I even knew it.
Maybe they posted it from their smartphone and it auto spell corrected.
No, that was like way
This
before
is before smartphones.
smartphones. This was like.
My really good friend at the time was he had taken Japanese the year before and had gotten introduced to, W and Hello Project and everything. And he was playing W in the car, and I thought it was the most annoying sound I had ever fucking heard. I was like, what the fuck are these chipmunks doing? And he played it so much that eventually, like, I got past the whole high-pitched, I can't understand a single word they're saying, and actually, like, listened to the music, and I was like, that's really catchy. And then it was stuck in my brain, and it wouldn't go away. And he listened to W and Byuden a lot. And like I said, it was around the time when Sexy Boy, well, I guess it was around the time Chokan 2 came out that I even heard of them. So the Yonke members were all leading the Hello Project at the time. Or rather, they were leading the Wonderful Hearts. And he was like, yeah, I've got all these concerts and stuff, and you should watch this and this, and this is their website. And I was like, I knew no Japanese. I've learned Japanese from being into Hello Project. Like, I've had to. I've just picked up things here and there.
Yeah, I'm the
And I
same.
mean,
That's how I learned slang.
so I don't know. And now my walls are covered in Hello Project merchandise. And my life is fulfilled.
Yes, it does say.
Especially in
Yeah, I think.
August, because I've got the calendars now, and July and August, bikini shots. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've got the Morning Musume calendars right in front of me here. So
Lucky.
I when I went to Japan, I went into one of these shops, and I bought so much stuff that the woman gave me the what is the one of the 2002 calendars for free. And I was like, oh, I can't even use this, but it's awesome.
Good posters.
Yeah. I don't have enough room to take it apart, though. I've got three layers of microfiber towels on my wall.
Wow.
They hate me when I go to the concerts because I buy all the merchandise, like all of it. I save it for a year, and then I go spend all my money at the concert.
It does not help that there's like 10 people. And now
Yeah.
maybe even more. Oh my gosh.
It's ridiculous. Oh my god. I cannot wait for the Juiki members. Cannot wait.
More money to fly
Oh,
away.
I just remembered that there was a news item that we didn't get to about the Juikis.
Yes.
Yes, apparently a girl tweeted a picture of her acceptance notice into like the third round. And this was caught by the all-seeing eyes of the Ota of 2chan.
Well, she
And
didn't really full-blown posted it. She just covered her name, and she asked if she should go on to the next round or not. And like all the Wotas went into like Snoopity Snoop Snoop mode and found out who she was.
yeah, you can't get away with anything on the
And
internet.
then tweeted her name to Sunku or something about it, and he's like, who? So.
So it's probably likely that she's not going to be advancing to the next level.
I think they would have learned from the last couple auditions what the girls did there.
Well, I guess she thought she wouldn't get caught because she covered her name or something. But then I guess she didn't take into the account that there's a WOTOs who go into this type, who are like masters at this type of stuff.
You cannot get away with anything on the internet.
Yeah, like supposedly she's like 17. She likes Johnny's and NMB48, and that's all I know.
And that's still like 100% more than what I knew about any of the Juikis. Like, I haven't. Have they been showing footage of the auditions?
No, they have still.
No.
I've been waiting for that because it was announced that I think it was June that was the deadline for starting, and then Tsunku tweeted, I think just a week or two ago, that they were going to start boot camp, which makes me think it's going to air sometime soon. But
I hope so. Well, I think they've had Hello Satoyama Life now,
yeah.
And I watched like one episode of that, and I was like,
Yeah, me too. The first one, I was like, yeah.
I watched the one where they made fucking chairs or something.
I'm not interested.
It's like, really? Like, what? Satoyama? The heck?
You should watch the end of the episodes, because that's where they put the, like, more non-Satoyama type stuff. Do, like, backstages of different shoots, and or talk about music videos or concerts or things.
Yeah, the stuff we actually want to see. Like,
well, I
heard that, like, that dude is actually, like, selling his vegetables in concerts.
Yeah, somebody...
He has his own little stand.
Yeah, one of the girls posted it to their blog that they're selling the vegetables that the girls grew at the concerts, like, this weekend.
Wow.
Some sticks and photo cards with your idol, there you go.
Have a zucchini and a picture, too.
I think, though, that Los Satoyama isn't aimed at OTA at all. I think it's aimed at, like, older Japanese people.
But then
they're idols, but they can also farm.
Yes, they're respectful girls.
I don't know. The appeal in it, like...
Well, it's part of this whole new Satoyama project that they're doing, where they're, like, trying to show this alternative, more sustainable lifestyle, and they're trying to promote it. That's why they did those special groups, like the DIY and, what you call it?
The Berry?
Can we just go back to Rakuten Eagles?
Can we just have Helico time back?
No, we need Hello Morning. We need Hello Morning back.
Unfortunately, though, Hello Satoyama has a 2-year contract.
Yeah, are you serious?
What's that?
I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious. A 2-year contract.
I've downloaded all of them, and I can't bring myself to watch any of them. But
so have I. I can't bother to watch it. Like, taking so much space.
Piling up in my videos to be watched.
Not that bad. They're kind of strangely interesting. You see the girls struggling with, like, hoeing the dirt and, you know, sticking. Of course, like you mentioned, like, when they were making the stools and such, it was, you know, they were using the power saws and power tools and everything, which that's some load of fantasy, I'm sure, but,
See, I had no idea they were even making stools now.
That's the DIY portion of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can see why some people would like it, but personally, I'm just like,
Well, I'm just actually kind of amused by the whole, like, concept of that they're doing something like this to begin with, and, like, of course, I'm, you know, into cultural type stuff, and when they started the DIY stuff, and they, you know, they went into the shop with these two women who, I guess, do a lot of what they call DIY, And it just struck me as very Japanese that, you know, they have basically it's a women's DIY. Like, they're not going to be, you know, making heavy duty stuff. Like, yeah, like, you know, when you think of like do it yourself or, you know, building and stuff in the US, you're thinking, you know, you're going to build a house or you're going to add on a wall or, you know, put in a new bathroom or kitchen or something. But no, that's not what they're thinking of. Their type of DIY is basically arts and crafts, which is the feminine DIY, I guess, in Japan, because I don't know, that's not something I ever thought was really arts and crafts. Oh, let's make a stool, but let's make it out of a bucket, and let's put little little heart designs and ribbon around the bucket and make a little padding for it with a cloth in, you know, a leaf floral design, or as the girls actually did it, I think Ayumi was the one who actually made the cushion into a heart shape, and then another one, can't remember who it was. It was Chinami, made it into a bear, the shape of a bear's head with the little round ears. So yes, it's a very girly DIY, which I just find that kind of interesting because it's so
different,
not American. Because you do that kind of thing here, and you know, America.
They're not lugging wood around.
Sexist or whatever.
They're not lugging wood around and like using hammers.
Exactly.
For everything.
It's repressing women or something.
Yeah, no, I don't know about you guys, but at one time, I'm pretty sure I had furniture made out of all 5-gallon buckets and pizza boxes. So, making makeshift cushions for them, I can do that. I have done that.
Maybe you should go watch that episode to get some cute, creative ideas.
Yeah. I have real furniture now, thankfully. But,
I'm glad you moved up in the world.
But none of my furniture matches. I just ended up with random furniture, and it's not pizza boxes anymore, so I'm happy about that. So, like, I have, like, no interest in seeing them, like, make stuff that I've done already. I don't know.
Well, and it's also kind of interesting, like, when they went to the place that they sell these vegetables, they call them vending machines, where they sell fresh vegetables, but it's like you go into this little room, and they've got basically just little compartments, like almost like little cubby holes, like if you're like your school locker used to be around here where you put in
coins and then open the box and
yeah exactly, and they have just like, you know, put 150 yen in here and you can get a bundle of asparagus or you can get a bundle of onions freshly picked or something, which I think again is really different. Neat. Japanese.
Yeah, very efficient.
Yes, which makes me kind of wonder how they're selling them at the concerts as well. But...
Well, I saw a picture.
Yeah.
Like, they just get those little, like, plastic container type things. And at least I saw one for the tomatoes. I don't know about the others, but I know the tomatoes, they just have, like, those clear plastic container thingies, and they just taped, like, the Satoyama Life logo on it.
Yeah, this is Hello Project. It's done cheaply.
Yeah, and, like, I know the farmer, I think either the farmer guy or, like, one of his grandkids or something was there selling the stuff.
Ishii-san.
Yeah. That's all I know, mostly.
Huh.
So, yeah. I feel kind of bad for the girls, though, because it's, like, cheap labor at the same time.
They're like,
you're not doing anything, so instead of giving you, like, a day off, we're going to make you go work on a farm. And then we're going to make you sell your hard-grown vegetables to the witches.
Earn your salaries.
Yeah.
And they do a very good job of looking like they're very interested in... And, you know, doing the planting and everything.
I'm sure they've had years of practice.
Well, who knows?
I'm
maybe
a
they are
bastard,
interested. Well, we never know. Maybe they are interested. Maybe they're not.
Could be, I suppose.
They're good actresses.
Just very suspicious about that, I guess.
even though it seems to be like what Ayaka's like the only one who keeps coming back, mostly.
Well, she's got nothing else to do.
Yeah, so it's like weird.
And she's into that sort of stuff too.
Poor Ayaka.
Yeah, that's true. Ayaka is into that kind of stuff. She loves cooking and things like that. But it seems like actually Mimi is doing a lot of it too. She I think was the only one who did both the DIY and some of the vegetable growing.
Yeah, so. But this is Mimi, who spent like 8 episodes biking.
And she's still biking. In fact, she in her blog entry today, she is photographed on a motorcycle with leather and stuff, which is very interesting, I thought. But
that's a different type of
a little different type of
bike. Link
and
now.
She didn't actually ride it. She actually looked, and she commented on it on her post that she looks very tiny next to the motorcycle. That's where you can see, like, you know, Mimi, when she's with the Hello Project girls, she actually looks pretty tall, you know.
And then you remember.
Small, but then you actually see her next to something like a motorcycle in.
Like normal sized.
Yeah, normal size. And you can see she's tiny. So it makes me wonder how, like, I don't know, Haruka or Ayumi would be.
Oh my gosh. Like they probably need help to get on the bike, let alone.
They would probably fit into the glove compartment.
A motorcycle?
Maybe.
Lols.
They could probably stand up in the sidecar.
And still look like they're sitting down.
Yeah.
Got little storage compartments too that they can, I guess, curl up in or something.
Yep.
I'm almost done posting, by the way, Rindy. I just have to get the
video. Yes. Dude.
And I'm done.
Posting about what?
You'll see.
That was a surprise.
Not really. I'm just too lazy.
Okay.
You guys can keep talking, though. Be silent.
So does anybody have any other topics?
What is about midnight now?
Yeah.
My gosh, is it really? Oh my god, I have to open tomorrow. I have to get up in 6 hours.
Well, maybe I should go to bed then.
Yeah, probably should. I'm going to read Yui's thing next.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go to bed.
And we have been going for nearly 3 hours now.
Well, it's pretty much 3 hours. It's 3:01. Because of the time says.
Okay, then. Well, I guess this has been the Hello Hello Project Fan Club Podcast number 12 Smart.
I wonder what you're going to call the next one.
A colorful character, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then after
14
that,
will have the problem.
I'm still not up with things. I'm not, you know, I've heard of colorful character, but it doesn't, like, stick in my head that, hey, it's the next album that's coming out.
But at the rate that we procrastinate, it might not even be a problem.
That's true.
It'll be out. 14 will be in the works. 15 will be rumored. 16 will be rumored. I'll be on Generation 18.
Kuka will finally be able to join.
Okay, and
oh my gosh, this thing takes forever to load.
And of course, we've been hearing from Kawaii Beam, Randy, Rokun, and the departed Quiet Riot, or Femi.
Dearly departed Femi, yes.
Dearly departed.
I'm sure she will be happy to hear that.
Oh, well, she'll know who to go to for this.
Who graced us after just having an operation.
That's yeah, so at least we know she won't be able to read to find it quite yet.
Okay, so until next time, we will see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Night, kids.
Bye-bye.